We've been gone for 4 long weeks. We've been hard at work, finding new stories, and going to school. We've done our homework, and now...
we're back! Welcome to another episode of By Kids, For Kids Storytime. It's great to be back. Before we get on with the story, just a quick message to all of you who've reviewed us. We really appreciate it, especially one of our listeners called Glitter Panda. Is that his or her real name? Who knows? Whatever. Glitter Panda, your review really touched our hearts and makes performing this podcast seem so worthwhile. Thank you. All right, enough. You've waited 4 weeks, not a second more. Let's get on with the story. Seven at One Blow. There was once a little tailor who was sewing one day, nibbling on a thick slice of bread and jam, when several big fat flies started buzzing round his pot of jam.
Shoo! Get lost!
He spluttered through a mouthful of crumbs.
Buzz off!
He swatted at the flies with a piece of cloth. But the stubborn insects just buzzed round the jam pot more determinedly than ever.
I'll show you,
the little tailor murmured as he rushed off to fetch his broom from the corner. Very slowly, he lifted his broom high above his head and...
bam!
Slammed it down right on top of the jam pot. When he slowly raised the broom to look underneath, his chest puffed up with pride.
Well, well, well,
he said,
I've killed 7 with one blow. What a hero I am.
The little tailor put aside his work, found some silver material, and quickly made himself a wide silver belt. He decorated it with sparkly glass beads and embroidered it in gold thread with the words, 7 at one blow. Then the little tailor buckled it round his waist and stood in front of the mirror.
My, my, what is a magnificent champion like me doing in this dingy little workroom? I should be out and about in the village so that everyone can admire me.
So the little tailor left his sewing shop and set off down the road, proudly humming to himself and puffing out his chest. It wasn't long before everyone was whispering and gossiping about the man who had killed 7 with one blow.
Just imagine slaying 7 men with one blow,
they exclaimed.
No, it wasn't 7 men,
others insisted.
It was 7 trolls.
You are wrong.
It wasn't 7 trolls,
more protested.
It was 7 dragons.
Eventually, even the king got to hear of the very small but very brave champion, and he ordered,
bring him to the palace at once. Such a brave and courageous hero could not have come at a better time.
When the tailor arrived at the palace, the king said,
greetings, brave warrior, slayer of 7 dragons. With one mighty blow. Come a little closer.
The king explained his problem to the unlikely hero.
There are 2 ferocious giants who keep robbing my villages and killing my people. It's absolutely ghastly. But it shouldn't be much work for someone like you. If you get rid of them, I'll give you half of my entire kingdom.
The little tailor, who was coming to think rather highly of himself, winked and said,
don't forget that I have killed 7 at one blow.
And he strode off to find the giants, his belt sparkling in the sunlight. When the little tailor found the giants, they were both asleep, snoring under a huge shady tree. They were huge, with arms as big as tree trunks and heads the size of a large pumpkin. In fact, one of their heads actually looked like a large pumpkin. One was sleeping on her back, snores bellowing, and gaping mouth wide open. The other was sleeping on his side, with buckets of drool leaking out with each stinky breath. The little tailor patted his belt for comfort, picked up two large round pebbles, and tucked them into his pocket. Then he tried to creep up to the tree. He struggled to get close, because each time he walked forward, the giant's enormous snores blew him back. Finally, he charged with all his might and reached the trunk. He nimbly clambered up the tree into the branches and sniggered to himself. Then, plop! He threw one of the stones down at the first sleeping giant and hit her smack on the nose.
Oi!
Roared the giant, waking up at once and turning on her brother.
What are you thinking doing, fungus face?
Do what?
Mumbled the second dozing giant.
You know exactly what you did.
Bellowed the first giant.
Watch your step and don't do it again.
And she settled back to sleep. High up in the tree, the little tailor giggled and dropped his other stone. Plop! Again, it hit the first giant's nose.
Oi!
She boomed, sitting bolt upright and glaring at her brother.
Look, I warned you. I told you not to do that, you scobberlotcher.
And she bashed the second giant right in the face.
What on earth did you do that for, Mouldybeard?
The wounded giant roared, accompanied by a massive punch to the mouth. And so began a fight between the giants that raged so hard and long that the people in the nearby village thought there was an earthquake. The little tailor was very nearly shaken out of the tree, but at the end of it, the giants both lay dead beneath him. And that is how a little tailor, the mighty slayer of seven flies with one blow, came to win half a kingdom from a very astonished but very grateful king.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime. Performed by Maya Degenhardt,
Mo Gashago,
Lucy Birch,
and Max and Ruby Jews.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.